Chapter 9. Tuesday 1. Make the ideas better. Everybody wants to make something that is completely new. But there are not many people who have amazing ideas. Instead, we have to use the ideas that we already have, but we should try to change these ideas and make them better. It is a bit like when you play with Lego. First, you choose the pieces that you want, and then you make something new. The first thing that you will do on Tuesday morning is look for ideas that you already have. Then, on Tuesday afternoon, you will be able to use these ideas to find a solution. The exercise we use to do this is called lightning demos. The people on your team will each explain their favorite solution. They have to do a demo of their solution. A demo shows people how something works. And they have to do it very fast, like lightning. These solutions can be from inside your own company or from different companies and products. However, be careful. This exercise must help you to find new ideas. You should not just copy other companies and products. Sometimes, you can find the best solutions in your own company. You should look for ideas that people have started, but which they have not finished. In Savioke Sprint, they used an unfinished design for the robot's eyes to help to make the robot look more like a real person. Savioke did not want their customers to think that they were going to meet a robot like the ones in movies and on TV. Savioke knew that they were not able to make robots that can think like a human and can have a real conversation. However, they did want to use the robot's eyes to make the robot seem more human to the customers. So, on the Tuesday morning of Savioke Sprint, we looked at different eyes for an hour. We looked at eyes in lots of different movies. Then, Adrian, the company designer, showed us some eyes that he had made a long time before the sprint. One of his designs was the perfect solution. The eyes that Adrian had made looked simple, but they moved like human eyes. Because of these eyes, we now had a friendly-looking robot. But it was obvious that this robot was not able to listen or speak. Here is how lightning demos work. First, ask everyone on your team to think of a list of products that have used interesting solutions to problems. Remind people that they should think of ideas from both inside and outside of your company. Everything in your review should have some good ideas that you can develop. It is not helpful to think about bad products. After a few minutes, everyone should choose just one or two products from their list. Write all the products in a list on the whiteboard. Now, it is time for the demos. One at a time, each person gives a tour of the product that they have chosen. During their tour, team members should explain why their product is good. Each tour should last about 3 minutes. You can use laptops and phones for these tours. If possible, connect them to a big screen so that everyone can see easily. The lightning demos do not last long, so it is important not to forget what people have said. Take notes on the whiteboard while people are speaking. First, ask the person who is giving the tour, "What is the key idea that you think will be useful for the team?" Then, make a note of it. At the end of the lightning demo, you will have a whiteboard with 10 to 20 ideas. Not all the ideas will be useful in the end, but one or two of them could help you to find a great solution. These ideas from your lightning demo, the map you drew on Monday, your sprint questions, and your "How might we" notes will all give you lots of ideas to work with. But before you start, you need to decide how to work. Should the people on your team separate and work on different parts of the problem? Or should everyone on the team focus on the same part of the problem? Blue Bottle had one target for their sprint: helping customers to choose coffee beans. But there were smaller parts of the website that they also had to think about: the homepage, the list of coffees, and the shopping cart. They did not want everyone in the sprint to think about the same part of the website, so they made a plan. Each person chose a different part. Then the team used the map to see who was doing what. Each part of the website was included, although there was not the same number of people for each part. You do not always have to work like Blue Bottle. If there is only one important target, it is fine to ask the whole team to work on the same thing. New customer: visit cafe. Talk to barista. Have coffee. Blue Bottle website. Choose beans. Buy. New customer: web search. Compare sellers. Blue Bottle website. Choose beans. Buy. New customer: newspaper story. Blue Bottle website. Choose beans. Buy. Choose beans. Katie, James, Brian, David, Byard, Daniel, Jay-Z, Jake, Braden, Sarah. However, if there are different parts to your map, it is good to share the work, like Blue Bottle did. If you decide to share the work, ask each person to write down the part that they are most interested in. Then walk around the room and put each person's name next to the part of the map that they want to work on. If you have too many people's names on one part and not enough people on another, ask one or two people to change parts. When everyone knows what they are going to work on, it is time to stop for lunch. After lunch, you will be using all the work that you have done to sketch some solutions.